This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Aside from the fact that most believe that this president has botched this crisis from the get-go, and this will be known in history worldwide as a human catastrophe that he could have prevented. And he's trying to deflect at all times. And Willie and Mike, he's tweeting again all sorts of crazy things. Once again, tweeting conspiracy theories about Joe, falsely accusing him of murder, talking about the death of a young staffer in his congressional office years ago, and calling him dangerous to walk the streets. And I'll just say, I'll take a point of personal privilege here. That's sick. Donald, you're a sick person. You're a sick person. To put this family through this, to put her husband through this, to do this just because you're mad at Joe, because Joe got you again today, because he speaks the truth and he speaks plainly about your lack of interest and empathy in others and your lack of ability to handle this massive human catastrophe, the fact that you've made it worse and that you make it worse every day and that you won't even wear a mask to protect people from your germs. But the germs you're spreading on Twitter, first of all, Twitter, you shouldn't be allowing this. And you should be taking these tweets down. And you should be ashamed of yourself. You'll be hearing from me on this, because this is BS. But Donald, you're a sick person. You're really a cruel, sick, disgusting person. And you can keep tweeting about Joe, but you're just hurting other people. And of course, you're hurting yourself. Willie, why don't you take final thoughts? I'm done.
It's so fun to listen to MSNBC. That was Mika Brzezinski, who used to be a huge Donald Trump fan before he decided to run for president, and she fawned all over him. You should see the videos. Don't believe me. You should see the videos. She, oh, my gosh, he's Donald Trump. And so many people were like that, the fakes and the frauds. Let me tell you, I don't know who you are, what age you are listening to this program. If you surround yourself with fakes and frauds, people who, one, you don't let them know who you are, and two, you don't know who they are, or you know they're only with you because you have the nice house or the car or the money or whatever, then you're going to get what you get. Donald Trump was around the fakes and the frauds for decades. He knows, he can spot them faster than anybody. People that just want to be around you. We call them star doinkers, but we use a different term with my friends that are celebrities. I have a lot of celebrity friends. I don't talk about them because they're just regular folks. I mean, I'll talk about them in context, but they're regular people, and they get it. It's like Denzel said in one of his clips. He says, don't get it twisted. We act. We're not any big deal. We're no better than any other person. We're actors. You may know us more, but we're no better than any other person. That's why I don't get excited about them. I was with I don't even know this guy very well, but I was at an event with a very popular R&B singer. His name is Brian McKnight. And Brian is kind of full of himself. And I'm looking around this room, and one of my friends, Brian performed. He did an amazing act, and I think he's an amazing musician. And so Melissa and I go over and say hello, and he's like, well, wait a minute. Because he was, you know, having a conversation with his wife, and we weren't intrusive or rude or like all starry-eyed little people. Believe me, there were bigger people there than he, but we just went over to say hello, like, hey, man, appreciate your music kind of thing, right? And he's, oh, and I'm thinking to myself, the star-studded gala that we had attended, are you kidding? You want to have an attitude? I mean, the person who brought us here was a bigger name than him. I'm not going to name drop, but I got to tell you, I'm over there hanging out with Quincy Jones, who, by the way, is a much bigger name than Brian McKnight. And Quincy and I are buddies. I mean, you know, of a sort. At least I know the guy. He's like, hey, man. So people just get so full of themselves. It's amazing to me. And so here's Mika Brzezinski. She's mad at Donald Trump. He's a vile person. You know what Mika's telling you? She's telling you exactly who she is, who she and Joe are. And this here's let me tell you about a vile person. They found this clip of her husband, Joe Scarborough, and he's joking with Imus about this intern who died.
But you've got to, you know, occasionally we're going to try to help you. And you've just, right, Charles, you've got to listen.
tell me what I need to do.
Well, no, you're doing great. I mean, don't be afraid to be funny.
Okay.
Because you are funny. That was up there. You know, I asked you why you were in Congress. You said you'd have sex with the intern and you had to kill her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty risky to say.
What are you going to do?
So it could be, you can be very good. I mean, I actually like Keith Olbermann and I like Matthews and... It could work out for you.
Well, it's going to be a good lineup, and the guys at NBC and women at NBC looks like they're going to stick with us longer than they did with Donahue, which I'm glad they were impatient with him. And I think it's going to work out. One of these days, who knows, you may TiVo it.
It's very nice of you to take the time to do this, and I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
So there's Joe Scarborough. He had sex with an intern, and then you had to kill her. And he's joking about it. I mean, look, I get it. I do a ton of radio, but here's what I would say. If it was something that I would have said, hey, man, look, there are certain things I'll talk about. And, you know, when you want me to loosen up, we can loosen up. But when it comes to the death of somebody that was part of my staff that meant something to me and my team, yeah, we don't joke about that, Imus. You know, maybe other things. He didn't do that. He went right along with it. But here's Mika Brzezinski. She wants you to... Donald Trump is a terrible person. Look at what he did. And he's joking. He's saying that my husband could have killed somebody. Yeah. Teddy Kennedy? He could have. Mary Jo Kopechne? Who was that girl? Shonda Levy? Or whatever. Chandra Levy? All these Democrats have murder on their hands. They have blood on their hands. Look, I'm not telling you that Republicans and politicians in general, they're just creepy people to me. And I think that's, again, why Donald Trump has so much appeal is he doesn't come off political at all. He comes off as a businessman trying to solve problems, and it resonates. We get it. But this lady wants you to believe he's vile. How dare he? How dare he what? So, again, lessons learned from Democrats because they, you know, they teach them all the time. All you got to do is pay attention. All you got to do is really, you know, forget what they're saying and put it into some contextual fabric and you'll figure them out quick. Generally, it's follow the money, but it's not in this case. It's just follow the idiocy. It's crazy. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Things will not get easier for Democrats despite all the trickery and the skullduggery and the shenanigans that they try. It ain't going to get easier. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I say that in full confidence. The Democrats are going to watch it get so hot they can't keep their feet on the ground. Have you ever felt that? You ever been in the sand on the beach? It may seem beautiful looking out there at that beautiful ocean, but you're not going to get mint juleps or whatever cocktails you want brought by some little Hispanic looking dude. Nope. You're going to be dancing on your feet going, oh, 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 oh. That's the way it is for the Democrats. It's about to get hot. It's not just about to. It's been hot. I want you to understand how well of a corrupt machine you have for people to have avoided prison up to this point. Think about that. Think about how bad things have to be. What do we have to do as a nation to get pretty much known crooks into prison? We know Hillary Clinton's a crook. We know Comey's a crook. We know McCabe is a crook. We know Peter Strzok is a crook. We know Lisa Page is a crook. We know Jim Clapper's a crook. John Brennan. We know Barack Obama is a crook. We know Susan Rice is a crook. We know John Kerry is a crook. We know Joe Biden is a crook. We know Hunter Biden is a crook. I could give you a list of crooks in that administration. And for every one of them, there are at least a dozen who helped each and every one of them do whatever they're doing. And nothing's happened. Adam Schiff is a crook. Adam Schiff should be tormented at this point. He should never be allowed to hold public office, but he is still in public office. Nancy Pelosi, complicit. Schumer, they all know what's going on. They should be in prison. Can you imagine the system you've set up to keep known felons out of jail? I'm just saying. That's when you know things are run by crooked politicians. I've said to you guys, the Democrats, the real politicians, the people who understand politics to the hilt that don't have your best interest in mind, they love the criminal element. The criminal element is what keeps them going. They will, the if you don't think the mayor, I'm telling you right now, the mayor of Chicago is Ace Coon Boone, that's what we say is like your best friend. That's the vernacular. They are best friends with the most hardened criminals in their cities. Don't you think for a second these people do not get together behind the scenes and break bread? They cut deals. If that's the way it works, every big city has an underground mayor who is just as powerful as the existing mayor. He's got enforcers. When you see these movies where the cops go into a neighborhood and they pretty much get permission to do it, have you watched Chicago PD? Have you watched any of these cop shows where these guys hang out with rapists, murderers, drug dealers, and they're like, hey, man, what's up? Is this your deal? You know, and they cut deals. I'll let you get away with this as long as you're getting me this. And that is done, folks. At the level in D.C., what you see street thugs doing on Chicago PD where, you know, the precinct captain, you know, knows who the thug is in his region, what we call the shot caller in the neighborhood. If you don't understand that that is going on at the highest level where they know who the crooks are, if you don't think that the FBI doesn't know who the top hackers are and they let them get away with what they need, they say, we'll give you enough so you'll give us what we need. And the only thing you got to be concerned about when you become one of those guys, the only thing you got to be concerned about is, does your usefulness to them run out? That's it. They are crooks at the highest level. It's not going to get easier for Democrats, folks. No way, no how. They're crazy. Kamala Harris wants to sponsor a bill that says using the term Chinese virus is racist. That's what's on her mind. I mean, this is a senator from California. She presides over a state that has rampant disease. I mean, rats running around with bubonic plague. They've got scabies coming in from illegal kids. They've got problems with budgets and deficits and unemployment, illegals, a host of things. And you know what her mind is fixated on? She wants for it to be illegal for you to call the Chinese Wuhan virus the Chinese Wuhan virus. You are known as a racist. Well, then call me a racist. Call me a racist. I don't have a problem with it. I happily and gladly accept my moniker. LeBron James says black people are hunted when they leave their homes. I did not realize this. I should get security. I mean, I've lived quite a few decades not knowing my life was at risk. I don't know how LeBron James does it. I don't know how can he play basketball at the level that he plays, knowing that the moment he leaves his house, he's hunted. He's hunted. Somebody is after him. How does that occur? I don't know. I mean, I'm now in a panic. Hey, will you guys send funds for my security detail? I feel like Creflo Dollar. I need to buy a $60 million plane. God has told me that I need to buy a $60 million. I need $6 million of security surrounding me. Oh, dear Lord. My people, black people, when are you going to wake up? Holy cow. Look, people say, Kevin, you make black people look bad. I make black people look bad. Look, you silly Negroes out there that believe that black people are being hunted when we leave our homes. Let me tell you, if that's the case, cops are seriously bad hunters. They are seriously bad. Because they don't, there's plenty that they can get. I watch cop shows. You know who, if LeBron James is being truthful, yeah, blacks are hunted every time they leave their homes. You ready for the punchline? By other black folks. That's the punchline. Kamala Harris, stuck on race. Now she's protecting the Chinese. As if a nation that's got 1.6 billion people run by, you know, Chairman Xi, and he needs Kamala Harris to protect the Chinese. They've been around for thousands of years, have built one of the greatest economies of the world, greatest communities of the world. I really admire Asian culture. As a martial artist, a person who has studied over there, let me tell you, I admire Asian culture. There is nothing black people need to try to teach the Asians except maybe how to dance. That's it. And even the Asians now, they taking over dance. Go look at some of these dance troops from Asians. There's a little Asian girl. I'm not even lying. Y'all think I'm lying. She sings exactly like Whitney Houston. Exactly. Do you know who leads the band Journey right now? The lead singer to replace Steve Perry? An Asian dude who sounds exactly like Steve Perry. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on. There's breaking news. The Senate Homeland Security Committee is subpoenaing Blue Star Strategies, the firm that worked with Burisma Holdings and Hunter Biden. Ouch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration's ban on non-U.S. citizens traveling from Brazil took effect early Wednesday.
just as the South American country's number of coronavirus deaths in a single day surpassed the United States. Starting Wednesday, foreigners who have visited Brazil in the past 14 days will not be allowed to board flights to the United States. The ban does not apply to American citizens or legal permanent residents and their families who will be returning to the United States. A House committee is highlighting the severe impacts of coronavirus on minorities. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says minorities have had health problems for a while and it's unacceptable.
For more than 120 years, America has struggled with health disparities found in communities of color. This committee today shines a bright light on this continuing unacceptable disparity.
This is USA Radio News. The weather is looking a bit more iffy for the 4:30 p.m. Eastern launch of SpaceX from Cape Canaveral. Forecasters saying there's a 50-50 chance of acceptable conditions. Republican governors are trying to lure the party convention away from North Carolina. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The planned site for the August GOP convention has been Charlotte, North Carolina, but President Trump has been criticizing its Democratic governor for being so slow to reopen the state in the face of the pandemic. Now he says he will move it if full attendance would not be guaranteed within the next few days. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia now making a push to have it come to his state. And political strategist David Johnson says his move could gain him at least some political points.
He will highlight that he was right in getting the economy going again and also the political advantage as well.
Johnson was speaking to NBC News. Kemp says Georgia would be honored to safely host the event.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
President said he's making inroads into taming Washington's permanent bureaucracy, a.k.a. the deep state. What am I doing? I'm fighting the deep state. I'm fighting the swamp. If it keeps going the way it's going, I have a chance to break the deep state. It's a vicious group of people. It's very bad for our country. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back. Glad you guys are hanging in there. Bit of an unorthodox show, but that's okay. We get the word across. We do it in a way that we hope you enjoy. I know the people down at WGUL and WLSS, The Answer, in Tampa, St. Pete, and Sarasota areas, love the show, ask for it to be extended, so I appreciate you guys for doing that. Other people, take note of the Floridians, and do the same in your area. Also, we're trying to figure out how to get out more, so contact the station, say, hey, yeah, we'd love to have an event with Kevin. We'll put something together. Doesn't have to be a thousand people. A few hundred will do, but we'll put something together, get together, and chew the fat. Glad you guys are hanging in there with us. So the president has got the deep state scared to death. They're exposing themselves. Oh, yeah, just like wearing a raincoat and running out a bunch of crowd of kids. But they're getting caught. They're getting caught. One by one, we're catching them. And they're scared. But the best thing that happened, one of the things that warms my heart, was when Barack Obama went on that call with the people, and he says, look, guys, this is the most important election of our lifetime. You've got to stop Trump. He went to all the HBCUs, and gave this commencement address and said, look, black people, you got to support me. Same type of appeal he had in 2016 that failed. I love watching the desperation on his face. And I love that Trump is now taunting him, calling him out. Worst president ever. Most corrupt administration ever. He's calling him out. Good for Donald Trump. It's got him scared. Here's what John Cardillo tweeted about Sullivan. This is the guy, the judge, the black judge, Obama-appointed judge, that decided he was going to not honor the Justice Department wanting to drop the case against General Flynn. And John Cardillo tweeted this: I have no idea what's going on with Judge Sullivan, but his bizarre amicus order and now his lawyering up sure seem like the moves of a guy being blackmailed to persecute General Flynn, buying time to figure a way out. Blackmailed. I don't know that he was blackmailed to do it. I think he was cajoled into doing it, and he happily did it. Did you guys know Judge Sullivan is the one who arranged the speaking gig for Comey at Howard University? Comey got paid $100,000 to speak at a historically black college. $100,000 to poison the minds of black college students into making them believe that he was the good guy and Donald Trump's the bad guy. I know the president gave him some funding, but I don't think they should be spending it that way. But let's talk about this development about the judge that held up Michael Flynn's exoneration, who's now hired an attorney. Here's what MSNBC reported. Judge Emmett Sullivan, who is overseeing former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's criminal lying case, has retained a Washington, D.C. law firm run by well-known trial lawyer Beth Wilkinson to help him respond to the appeals court about the Flynn case. In other words, Sullivan needs help explaining his decision. And he's now not, he's too concerned, he's concerned that he doesn't have the answer, so he's seeking outside counsel. And in doing so, he runs, to quote Blazing Saddles, "Where are white women at?" He goes to D.C. and finds Beth Wilkinson, a white chick, to plead his case for him. Can we all say this together? Affirmative action. Sullivan, who is black, hires Wilkinson, who is white. Because apparently, black leftists really do need white people to help them navigate life, especially when they make bad decisions. But here's what's interesting about Judge Sullivan. He was appointed to the bench of the Superior Court of the District of Columbia in 1984. By President Ronald Reagan. George Bush appointed Sullivan to the D.C. Court of Appeals as an associate judge in 1992. And finally, Bill Clinton put him on the federal desk 2 years later in 94. So for the most part, Sullivan owes his careers to Republican presidents. And let's face it, Bill Clinton, because he was directed around by Newt Gingrich for the most part, he's essentially a Republican president. Trust me on that. So, this is a guy that Reagan appointed, Bush promoted, and Clinton promoted. And now he's a total Obama, dyed-in-the-wool Obama supporter. For the record, he was a leftist when Reagan appointed him. This is one of these things where I go back and I look at Reagan's record and I say to myself, maybe not the guy we thought he was. Maybe not as revered as we should. And I'll be honest, I didn't research a lot about him. I just know we were prosperous, and I loved the way Reagan handled the left. Loved how he mocked them. But in retrospect, I'm telling you, Donald Trump's a much better president than Reagan. And I'm analyzing everything Trump does. I'm not saying I like everything, but I don't see him putting these kind of people on the court. So anyway, who is Beth Wilkinson? She's described as one of the most prominent litigators in D.C., rose to prominence prosecuting the Oklahoma City bomber Tim McVeigh under the supervision of Circuit Judge Merrick Garland. Now, you may remember Merrick Garland was the judge that Obama nominated for the Supreme Court, who Republicans never looked at because Obama was lame duck. This is when Scalia died, remember? Now, they say Sullivan is looking for, quote, a high-profile legal assist. And, yeah, he should be, given all that we know about General Flynn's case. See, Sullivan follows a political agenda, not the rule of law. Now, I'm no lawyer and I'm no judge, but I know that General Flynn was railroaded by a corrupt, Comey-led, Obama-fed DOJ. I don't have to know anything more than the evidence I've seen. So why this clown, Emmett Sullivan, would do what he does, do what he did, rather, to General Flynn is beyond me. There is no legal reason to do this. Now, the new and improved Trump-era Justice Department has agreed with Flynn, and which is why they wanted to drop the prosecution. They recognized the setup, and they did their part to try to restore some semblance of dignity to the Department of Justice, which had been ruined under Barack Obama. There's no other way to put it. And yet, here's Sullivan squashing the deal. And now he wants outside counsel to support this atrocious decision. And worse than that, it seems like he wants to escalate the charges from lying to the FBI because he's questioning, did Flynn commit perjury? I'm going to leave that for you to decide because I already know my answer. Now, Sullivan argued this move is political by the DOJ. So I'm just going to cut to the chase and tell you, you doggone Skippy it is. It's political. And rightfully so. Clearly the move to help the DOJ save face. But here's what I love the most. I love Flynn's attorney's move of going around Sullivan. They took the case directly to the appeals court about Sullivan. And the appellate panel wanted Judge Sullivan to explain his stance by June the 1st. And that three-judge appellate panel includes two Republican-appointed judges. And here's why Sullivan is scared. Because these two Republican judges have been sympathetic to the Trump administration. They know what this Mueller investigation was. Smart judges. And we all know what happened with the Mueller hearings. With or without fruit of the poison tree, these hearings never should have taken place. So I'm confident that Flynn's attorney is about to get a pound of flesh out of that Judge Emmett Sullivan. And we need to be able to take these judges down, seriously. The only justice here, folks, is a complete exoneration of General Flynn. And we get these treasonous suckers that set him up. That is the only thing that is acceptable. And the other part of it is we must expose these swamp rat judges like Emmett Sullivan and get them out. This guy was not concerned at all about finding the truth. So it's a narrative.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Yeah. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Everybody knows how I feel about Rick Grenell, acting Director of National Intelligence, and before that, the Ambassador to Germany. Probably one of the best ambassadors in history. Amazing work he did over there. And then he gets appointed as the Acting Director of National Intelligence, and he starts declassifying the things that made Adam Schiff have to go down his rat hole. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Fun to watch these guys. Fun to watch the new team go at it. Let me tell you, if you think the acting director of National Intelligence gave Democrats problems, wait until the new one gets read in. You guys know that John Ratcliffe was confirmed as President Trump's director of National Intelligence. The vote was down party lines in the Senate, 49-44, because Democrats fear the confirmation of John Ratcliffe. If you don't know who I'm talking about, Google him or during all these different, these different hearings. Google him, and you'll see next to maybe Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy, John Ratcliffe just absolutely destroyed the Democrats' arguments every single time he was given his 5 minutes. Destroyed them. But unlike Gowdy, who was all talk, Ratcliffe will back it up. And he's being read in right now by Rick Grenell. What do you think Rick is now looking at? All the stuff that he's now starting to release. These two guys are getting together. This is not one. I want you to imagine Columbo and Quincy. Maybe that's too old for some of my audience, but a lot of y'all know who I'm talking about. Working together on a case. Okay? Quincy, the medical examiner, and Columbo, the gumshoe detective that with dogged determination that always gets his guy, never gives up, finds the most obscure clues. These two are working together now. During this transition, Grenell is doing what they say in the clandestine agencies, reading him in, giving him all the stuff that he knows. Now, Ratcliffe knew a lot as a congressman, but now he's on the inside. I want you to understand the level of fear Democrats have. Down the party line, 49-44, not a single Democrat voted for this man. He's qualified. He's an attorney. Got big shoes to fill, though, because Rick Grenell was a superstar. The president tweeted about Rick saying, this dude was amazing. He's going to lead the U.S. intelligence community, directly oversee 17 members, as well as the National Intelligence Program. He will also advise the president, on matters of national security and intelligence. Served in Texas's 4th Congressional District and Congress since 2014. Prior to that, he practiced law, injury law, medical and product liability, and business litigation. And he's going to need all that legal expertise to navigate the waters in this new role. But he was nominated before. He was originally nominated in July of 2019, but the president withdrew the nomination in August because Democrats publicly questioned his qualifications. Then, in February, the president renominated him. I want you to think about the significance of pulling the nomination, but then coming back in February and saying, no, I've rethought it. Here it is again. That's a confident dude. They talked him out of it the first time. But then, guess what? President Trump got hip to some new info and said, no, no, no. I'm putting him back in. I dare you. And then, what do? They vote down party lines. McConnell goes, we'll get you the votes. We'll get you the votes. If you want Ratcliffe, he'll be your guy. He gets him to win. And now Democrats are scared. Sean Davis tweeted something profound about the fast-tracking of Ratcliffe. Here's what he said. Rick Grenell was so devastating to the deep state and congressional collusion hoaxers that they fast-tracked the confirmation of the very guy they spent last summer trying to destroy with lies and smears just to get rid of Grenell. Pretty remarkable how effective he was as DNI. They were so hell-bent on getting rid of Rick Grenell that they said, get this guy in. But they made a big mistake. Big mistake. So my question was, why did they fight the nomination of John Ratcliffe? Here's what they said. Democrats and critics of Ratcliffe's nomination claims he's unqualified. Amazing, folks. Given the evaluation of James Clapper, the person who held the role in the Obama administration. You want to talk about an incompetent? This guy spent his time covering up for Barack Obama and the dirty deeds of the Democrats. And he has the nerve to question Ratcliffe. By the way, Adam Schiff. Schiff said Rick Grenell was unqualified. He shouldn't be making wholesale changes to the office of the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, because Rick Grenell was firing people, reassigning them. He went in there like a tornado. They were like, he can't be doing all this. He's only acting. And Rick Grenell tweeted, I'm the only guy who's brought in to do a job, and they get mad when I do my job. Because he was doing his job too well. That was the problem. He was effective. The Democrats lined up this whole cabal. Folks, I cannot explain to you how well entrenched this government was in leftism. Every piece of the puzzle pretty much there. Everybody knows what to say, what to do. It might as well have been union, like a teacher's union. Nobody's going to break ranks because there is real hell to pay if you do. They had it lined up. We were lambs to the slaughter. Every single election cycle, doesn't matter what we wanted, it didn't. You weren't going to get it. And it harkens me back to being in China, talking to Chinese people, saying to them, hey, you just got a new prime minister. And they went, really? What's the big deal? We have no part of the decision making. Who's the next guy? What does it matter? And it's been the same for us. We didn't know. Oh, James Comey will be over the FBI. Really? Who put him? Why is he a guy who's never spent any time in law enforcement heading up the FBI? Remember I asked you earlier in the broadcast, what do you just take for granted? What have you been trained to do? Not question. Putting James Comey over the FBI. No law enforcement experience whatsoever. We didn't question it. And there are many other roles, many other things, many other red flags that should have been questioned about many of these folks. And yet, we put people who are qualified and who go in and do the job, and you know what the left do? They get mad. How dare you? How dare you actually go in there and start evaluating the roles and saying, these are extraneous, we don't need them. These are people that really shouldn't even have security clearances. These are people that haven't done anything for decades or whatever. And I'm going to retool it. Oh, you can't do that. He's unqualified, right? Rick Grenell, who went to Germany and performed like a rock star. It was an unusual move for me when the president made Rick Grenell DNI, acting DNI. I was like, well, that's a strange thing to do. You know, Rick's an ambassador. But when you do know his background, which I do know now, I understand the move. And the outcome, I'm so happy. I can't even explain the level of happiness I have that Rick Grenell was put into that role. He knew the politics of it, and he played it perfectly. He's got Adam Schiff completely on the run. So now we wait, and we see what John Ratcliffe is going to do. I can't wait for these two, and I know they've already done it, to sit down, and when Grenell reads Ratcliffe in on all the things that he knows, and where the breadcrumbs are going to lead. I can't wait for this moment. This revelation. And when the two put their minds together and say, here's how we're going to go about this. Here's how we'll start releasing information. I think that's part of the reason why the core dump that's about to occur is going to occur. And I believe that's part of the reason why Grenell has said, President said, Rick, we're going to give you a new role because you've done it, man. Now we'll turn it over to a permanent role and put Ratcliffe in place and we'll see what happens. These are the explosions that are happening already, but the more are coming. And I would be deathly afraid if I were a Democrat because there it's going to be nuclear.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.